What were you taught in hospital about monitoring your sugar levels?
I think because I was so young, I knew I had to do blood tests at least once a day. And it was very much down to mum and I as a team to read the result. And I knew the boundaries of what the level should be. But other than that, it was a case of, I guess, getting into a routine. I think that's what they were really teaching me when I was first diagnosed.
What were you using?
For the blood testing, a horrible machine where the pricker came really fiercely and fastly into my tiny little finger. It was the only one they had at the time, and I used to hate it. I hated the blood tests more than the injections. And it was very difficult for me to actually fire off the blood testing pricker myself. So I used to hold the finger, and mum used to be in charge of letting the pricker go.
You don't remember what it was called?
No, I don't. I can picture it in my mind. I don't think I ever knew what it was called, actually.
And what were you taught about diet?
I think it was, for me, that sugar wasn't going to be allowed anymore. No more sweets, no more cakes, no more icing on birthday cakes, that kind of thing. But I do remember really well my mum, the first shopping trip after I was diagnosed, I can remember her picking up the cans and looking at the labels and absolutely everything. And I think the first packed lunch she did for me took her about half an hour to decide what to put in there to count up all the carbohydrates and exchanges, make sure I had fruit and bread. And I just remember it taking her so long and me just not wanting to eat the food anyway when it got to lunchtime.
This was 1988. I mean, were tins well labelled in those days?
I think they were reasonably well labelled, but I think before I was diagnosed, we didn't even think twice about them. I didn't even notice that they were on tins then, and I don't think mum did either. But the dietitian and the diabetes specialist nurse showed us how to look on the tins, what to look for under the carbohydrates, and also to look on the ingredients list to see how high up sugar comes on the list of ingredients.
How did you adapt to changing your diet?
Adapt is an interesting way of putting it. I don't really feel, I feel like it was just, that's the way it was and you just had to get on with it really. I do remember my sister still having sweets, and I remember in arguments she used to go, oh, I'm glad you're diabetic, I'm glad you can't have sweets as a way to hurt me. And then she used to go off and have her sweets. But I don't really remember resenting not being allowed the sweets and sugar. I think the thing that I didn't like more was the fact that I had to have a certain amount of food at a certain time. I remember the arguments, well, not so much arguments, but I remember mum saying, you must eat another potato, Emma, and me going, I'm really full, I don't want any more, and having tears over the fact that I had to eat more than I wanted to, or that I was still hungry and wanted more, and mum saying, I'm really sorry, you can't have anything else, you've already had your carbohydrate for this meal.
It sounds as though your mother found this all quite distressing.
I think she did, actually. I remember when I actually got onto the children's ward at the John Radcliffe, I kind of didn't take it all very seriously at the time. I kind of thought the adults are in charge, they must know what they're doing, they must be doing the right thing, so I didn't feel particularly scared. But I remember mum sat at the end of the bed and all the doctors had come round and she just burst into tears and said, oh, my little girl gonna die, and them going, no, don't worry about that, and me thinking, good grief, this is a bit serious now.